From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. At least 48 people are reported to be dead, with dozens more wounded in Kabul, Afghanistan, while people were lined up ahead of elections.
According to officials, most of them were waiting in line to receive identity cards.
After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast, and when I arrived at the scene, we helped many wounded people to carry them to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards.
It's the most serious attack in Kabul since about 100 people were killed in January. Security remains a major problem ahead of upcoming elections. A legislative vote is planned later this year, followed by a presidential poll in 2019. Afghanistan's President Ghani has been under heavy pressure from his international partners to ensure the elections are held this year. But there is widespread skepticism that they will take place.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. China said Sunday it welcomes the news that the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is considering a trip to Beijing to talk about trade. Mnuchin saying over the weekend he's contemplating the visit to China for discussions on issues that have global leaders concerned about a potentially damaging trade war that could undercut a global economic recovery. Tensions have escalated between the U.S. and China over Beijing's attempts to challenge America's technological prowess, raising the prospects of a trade war that could hinder global economic growth. And family and friends have gathered Sunday to mourn an Albuquerque woman who died after a Southwest Airlines plane she was on blew an engine in midair. The service was held at the University of New Mexico campus, her alma mater.